Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Mystery on the Rocks, a show that takes unsolved true mysteries and cocktails and puts them together just for you. With me, as always, is the fantastic Suze Kempner.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch. People say the podcast doesn't have any song anymore, but it does. I just do it right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning of the show. And the amazing Chris Stokes.
Imagine being the guy that played cannon on that.
Yeah.
Because there's a fuse on a cannon. That timing's got to be
you have to really time it well.
And he's got
to
have about 12 of them to go at the right times, yeah.
Expensive song to perform.
Who are you?
I'm Masoud.
What's your name?
Highway to the danger zone.
Danger zone.
Bam, 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 bam. How are you guys?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're all right.
I'm all right.
I went to Canada, ill. I don't know who made me ill. I can't imagine who it could be. Was it the woman on one side of me who wore a mask for the entire flight, the same as I did, and just quietly watched two bad movies? She watched Elvis and Downton Abbey movie, and I was like, ugh.
Oh, wow.
Was it the new Downton Abbey movie?
Was it the woman on my left who didn't wear a mask and coughed and spluttered and sneezed the entire flight? Oh, I wonder if it was her for 8 hours. I wonder if it was her. 2 days later, immediately was ill. I was like, oh, brilliant. It wasn't COVID, it was the other thing. It was the thing that isn't the thing.
There's another thing?
I know
thing?
This.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's the winter thing going around.
Did you give it to Michael?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, he doesn't get it very badly, though. I think he's one of those people who just doesn't really get colds very badly.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, yes, I'm okay. I had a COVID test today, and it's negative.
What are we drinking?
Oh, okay. So this, it's a variation, kind of, on a drink that I made a few weeks ago. But it turns out this isn't a real drink, right? So do you remember a few weeks ago I made the smoky cherry chocolate Manhattan?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So this is bourbon, cherry liqueur, sweet vermouth, to slightly different measurements from how I made it, then Angostura bitters. And it's a legit cocktail that I haven't made up. And its name is a Capitol.
For a split second, I don't know why, in my head.
A clue.
I imagined it would be... Like, I'd love it if it was something like horrifically racist or something like that. I'd be like, and it's called a screaming mammy. Why is it called that? Why is it called that? That's a terrible
thing. Screaming mammy. Yeah, it's a 20s cocktail.
Oh, that's certainly an interesting name for a drink.
But like, how weird that I made a drink that was almost that.
Yeah.
Like
Without even realising.
Had I known, I wouldn't have... So the difference is that the measurements are slightly... There is more cherry liqueur and sweet vermouth versus whiskey in this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like slightly smoother, I guess. And it's Angostura bitters and not chocolate bitters. And it's bourbon and not smoky whiskey.
Although I do like
so it's the... slightly smoother.
Mm.
But
it's lovely, actually. It's really nice.
This is sort of
it's better
like
than my one that I made up.
With recipes, though, is like it starts to be variations start to be their own recipes, right? And it's kind of like with cooking, where it's like it's a chicken bake. Well, it's a chicken bake, and now there's pasta in it, so it's a chicken pasta bake. And now there's fucking peppers
right.
in it, so it's a chicken. So it's
yeah,
like
I see what you
and
mean.
Some
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's like it's not a lasagna anymore. It's something else.
Yeah, it's like exactly. Yeah, it's a baked ziti.
And there's shooting stars. You know, they used to cut to George Dawes, and he'd like play the drums, and then do some weird little micro character yeah. soundbite. And there's one where he'd go, yes, could I have cheesy pasta, please? But I can't stand cheese, so no cheese. And no pasta, please, so just a plate.
What have you got, Suze?
Oh, well, this is going to be an experimental one. Ooh. What I have here is a clear
mint.
Is that a
Glacier mint?
It's not. It's actually a Jakeman's, which is a throat sweet, but it's basically a clear mint. Like.
Okay.
All right. Bitch mint. Alright.
Just get a bottle of tequila and just shoots.
Whack that in my gob.
Look at Sue's getting all alchemist on us.
Yeah.
I got Bethel Scotch liqueur and I'm gonna drink it along
through
like,
the mint.
Along with
yeah,
the menthol
the mint.
Throat sweet.
It's not very menthol, it's just minty.
So this'll be like a locket.
Oh.
Matt, have a see.
Blah, 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 blah.
Be really horrible if like have you seen the movie Jawbreaker with Rose? What's her chops?
Who that's very satisfying.
Oh, is it?
It's weirdly satisfying. I can recommend it. You need a mint Jakeman's. Get mint boots, very cheap. They're a mint with not too much menthol and they're not too strong, but they're also not too sweet.
Rose McGowan, that's the film, and it's called Jawbreaker, where they accidentally kill her mate by putting a they play a prank on their friend, put a jawbreaker in their mouth and tape over their mouth, and then like they end up swallowing it, and she dies in the boot of their car. And then Pam Grier investigates. It's very good.
Do you know what? I was like, yeah, whatever. But then you said Pam Grier's in it, and for some reason, I just went,
yeah,
yes.
That was the thing.
Chris is like,
strangely enough, that's exactly the thing that made
Pam
it, like,
Grier investigating.
You,
yes,
Pam
please.
Grier investigates. Fantastic. You just yeah. In fact, I would happily watch a mystery series called Pam Grier Investigates, in which. Pam Grier goes from town to town, much like the Steven Seagal ride-along TV show, only better, in which Pam Grier actually investigates stuff.
I'm going to call this drink Invading the People's House.
Ooh.
Oh, like another clue.
Another clue.
Unfortunately, mine doesn't have a clue name.
Give it one.
Give it.
Hey, Masood, you held it up briefly, and there's like a... There's like a garnish slash rim on the glass that's in a very specific part of it. And I'm like,
yes.
I need to know more about this drink. So
this is a chili daiquiri. So I made chili simple syrup. And then made daiquiri, which is just lime juice and rum and the simple syrup.
Mm.
But then so this like specific rim thing here is chili powder and sugar. Because I was like, I wonder if that will, what
have
that
you invented
will do.
That?
The chili powder sugar rim.
Yeah,
I guess I have.
I think right.
Then you got to give it a name.
But what about this, Masood? What made you? Because listener, I can't really quite explain how beautiful Masood's drink looks. So
it does
what?
Look.
What
it looks
made
expensive.
You? What made you put that just there and not around the?
Just in case I didn't care for it. It's like. Because then I'd be stuck with it.
It looks like such a deliberate choice. It looks like the sexiest femme fatale has just taken a sip of the drink and given it back to you.
Give it.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I was like, so the sugar and lime. I mean, the sugar and chili powder, that might work well with this. But if I put it around the whole glass and I hate it, then I'm fucked.
Do you wish you'd put it around the whole glass now? Because I would argue, Masood, it would not look as cool.
I think I'm glad I stuck to my choice of having it in the one spot. I think that's I think I went to a cocktail bar and they did that with a margarita with the salt rim. They made it really salty, but just in like a corner, I guess a quadrant of the glass. Mm. Not a corner, because circles don't have corners.
Round.
But yeah, like a sort of a quarter of the glass. And I was like, oh, at first I was like, oh, but I want salt around the whole rim. And then I went, oh, actually, no, that looks really good. So I thought I'd take a leaf out of their book. It's quite nice, especially with a salty, sugary, the sugary, spicy hit. It's quite
I've
nice.
I've never made a daiquiri.
Oh, it's super easy. It's a, because it's a sour. There,
I've,
like a
I've recently
sour.
Started ordering them if I'm like, I don't know, a daiquiri, you know?
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't know.
Do you remember when you made the basil daiquiri? And I remember thinking, this is a like wizardry.
Yeah. Because it's like a whole, because it's just the simple syrup, the lime juice, and rum. So it's like.
And you muddled basil.
And I muddled the basil with it. So that was, that was a good drink. You know what's
really nice drink? That was very early on we had that.
Well, we've hinted at what we may be doing today, Chris.
You need a name for your drink.
Oh, for my drink. I'm going to call it...
Skid marks in the Senate.
Skid marks in the Senate. I like that.
I think you should call it wheelchair racist left at the top of the stairs.
I'll have a capital.
I forgot that bit.
And a wheelchair racist left at the top of the stairs, please.
And an invasion of the people's house.
An invasion
house.
Of the
Thank
people's
you.
House. And then we pop out from under the bar and be like, oh, what?
Coincidence.
Cut to titles.
Well, Chris. Well, Chris, what do you have for us today?
Well, could it possibly be the insurrection at the Capitol?
I'm getting an insurrection just thinking about it.
Oh.
I don't know why. No.
Turn off Super Nanny. That's probably why.
Super. It's unacceptable. Spit. Spitting in Super Nanny.
It's hard to believe and also really easy to believe that it was only last year, really.
Feels like it was 10 years
last
ago, right?
Year.
We're at the end of 2022 ago. And this happened January 2021. So almost 2 years ago, but at the same time, technically last year.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's mad. What a time to be alive, eh?
I remember it being last Christmas and just tweeting like, hey guys, the invasion of the Capitol was this year. And people in the tweets, obviously it was December and it had happened in January, but it was that year. And people in the tweets were like, you're not... No, fucking no, absolutely not. It was not this year.
It was.
Happened this year.
Yeah.
So yeah, it happened last year.
How it simultaneously, obviously could not have happened at any time before that, but then still feels like 10 years ago is mind-blowing. I can't
It's wacky.
Yeah. So talk us through it, Chris. For those of us who don't have a television and live under a rock in Mars with their fingers in their ears, might not know... What happened?
On the 6th of January, 2021, it was the aftermath of the 2020 election.
Yes.
Where Biden had won. Mm-hmm. But crucially, some people, including Trump, did not think that was true. Now, I'm going to backtrack. Some people didn't think that was true. Trump knew it was true.
Yeah.
But decided to... act like it wasn't.
He was like, I can bully my way into staying in power.
Yeah. And he did a rally because it was sort of like, this is your democratic rights being taken away. But that's what it was disguised as, because he was actually trying to take away people's democratic rights.
Yeah. But, wow.
So, well, he was trying to sort of like muscle his way back into a second term. Illegally.
Yeah,
He fully lost that election.
Oh, yes. I mean...
An election he attempted to rig and he still fucking lost.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he did this speech at this rally and it was sort of perceived to be a call to arms, and then a lot of people marched on the Capitol. Maybe because he might have said you should march on the Capitol.
He said we're all going to march down there together.
Maybe, maybe.
While he got in his
car
and
drove
in the opposite
direction.
He might
have
he did, yeah.
So then there was an insurrection where lots of people marched on the Capitol and stormed it.
Wow.
When it was unfolding, the scenes were sort of like quite... Okay, so this season... if we've been building to anything, has kind of been to this, because this is the biggest thing in recent history that kind of signposts where I think we are in danger of going, right? So you have the attack on a democratic house in a leading Western power, which is meant to sort of like be the beacon of democracy.
Yeah.
And because people haven't liked an election result, they've decided to try and wrest it away. Their framing of it is that they're trying to right a wrong, and they're the ones that are fighting for democracy. But what is actually the case is that, and I'm sure a lot of them were hoodwinked. I'm sure a lot of them like believed what they were doing, but it's basically that they were lied to, because they were trying to overthrow an actual democratic election. Now, the closest parallel I can kind of think of, and it doesn't really... There are interesting parallels, similarities and differences, but basically in 1923 there was the Beale Hall Putsch, which we have spoken about in this season. Because, like I say, if this season is building to anything, it's this, because we can look back to the early 20th century and learn from its mistakes. And one of the reasons I personally am so frightened is it doesn't feel like we've learned from those mistakes.
We never learn.
It's crazy, because I think, and I know this is probably like a bad way of a lens of looking through it. It's like, I feel like back then, the people who were doing that seemed to be quite organized and quite focused. So, whereas these guys feel like a bunch of dum-dums with their stupid hats.
Oh, no, this was super organized. It was just that they had a load of dum-dums.
And
to make up the numbers, and that was the same as.
And it happened in 2021, where there's rolling news, video phones, and it happened unfolded in front of everyone's eyes. Okay, so the Beale Hall Putsch, which, to remind people, because this season has been long, was a failed coup by the Nazi Party in 1923. Now, they weren't in power and had never been in power. They were trying to wrest power, right? This is like a Donald Trump had been thwarted. So it's almost like and I actually don't think the parallels are that insane. Because some people are like, you can't compare the two. It's like, I think you kind of can. But like, so in this version, Trump is Hitler, has been in power and lost it, and they're trying to get it back. So in a way, it doesn't really track as being a parallel to the Beale Hall Putsch, but it kind of is in that it's an attack on, it's a failed coup,
democracy,
basically.
Yeah.
It's still a failed coup.
But
what's kind of hopeful about the insurrection on the Capitol is that democracy won, and they're trying to overthrow that. But seeing footage like that on the news in this day and age was genuinely quite frightening, because it's like, well, I don't know how far they're going to go.
No, I thought there were going to be a lot of deaths when I was watching it.
There was five in the end.
Oh, wow.
I thought they were going. I thought there's going to be hundreds. I didn't know if they were going to capture a boogeyman Democrat like AOC or Nancy Pelosi and kill him.
Oh, and okay, right,
yeah. That's who they were looking for.
Like, and look at what's happened to Pelosi's husband in recent days. So,
and the new king of Twitter is out there posting conspiracy theories about him.
Jesus Christ!
But the thing about the idea that the body count could have been way higher isn't, that's not an unfounded fear, because look at what just happened in South Korea. It's like a mass of people, not even necessarily the violent aspect, just a mass of people.
No, human crush is there. It's one of the most terrifying things is a human crush. I mean, there was, you look at Hillsborough, 96 people died in a human crush. Apparently it's really easy for something to suddenly become a human crush situation.
You don't know you're in one, do you? That's what's...
No, it only needs to be more than four people in 1 meter squared. You know, there's a crowd.
Oh, wow. That's... I mean, I think we've all found ourselves in that situation.
Yeah, and then you're in danger of human crush.
Yeah.
And you've got... I was going to say that with... At a gig, you are kind of, I guess, when you found your spot, you found your spot. Maybe there's a mosh pit, I don't know. Possibly. But with the insurrection at the Capitol, they're all moving towards the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
they're all just heading to the front door.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say, Suze?
Oh, nothing. Just but like you say, I was afraid of them finding, capturing and killing
a
politician. But equally, yeah, they could have found themselves in a Hillsborough situation.
Let's say that did. I mean, this is. Let's say they did. I mean, like, that's obviously it's like, okay, right. Well, because that didn't happen in at the putsch. I forgot the name of it already.
The Beale Hall putsch. There were deaths.
There were deaths, but not of politicians.
There was 16. There was 20 deaths. Four police officers and 16 Nazis.
It's as far as death toll goes, 16 Nazis. I'm happy with that. That's fine. I'm not.
Yeah, it's a few more. That's fine.
It's hard to shed a tear about that. But oh my god, the so-called left celebrating the deaths of
16 Nazis 100 years ago.
I said what I said. I am glad that 16 Nazis died in 1923. Fucking yeah. Come for me.
A bunch more from that day are dead now. Good.
But like, yeah, I guess, yeah, it is terrifying. Had they got hold of somebody and what they did with Nancy Pelosi's husband, it's like that to me as well is like something I can't even get my head around. Well, it's like, hey, someone broke into her fucking house and took a hammer to her husband. Where's Nancy? And you're like, hang on, let's take a step back and make sure that doesn't fucking happen again.
It's dead scary.
In Great Britain, where we have gun control, Joe Cox got shot.
Yes.
Like, this is America, and there's thousands of people descending on the Capitol.
Loads of them armed, yeah.
It's not just paranoid to think that, yeah, there could be a dead...
There could be a death in there,
slew absolutely. Of dead politicians that come out of this. And, it was quite the event. And I'm like, it was also the sort of thing where as soon as it's happening, like, you find out about it nowadays.
Yeah, because Twitter,
like, even going back a few episodes to 9/11, you could have happily been, you were a lorry driver not listening to the news, just listening to your CDs. You could have gone the whole day without knowing about 9/11.
Can you imagine being that person, though? You get to the end of the day and someone's like, have you not? And you're like, what?
Excuse me?
I actually, it was sort of weird because, we live in the era of rolling news. I had a sense of achievement that I broke the news about the Queen dying to somebody.
Like, you know what I mean? It was like before Twitter.
Yeah. And what it was at the gym and... she died, or the news broke that she died. They announced it about 6 p.m. I think that's my memory.
It was, because that's when I landed.
So it was about six p.m. and an aqua aerobics class had started 5 minutes before. So they're all in the pool just doing their aqua aerobics. An hour later, they all come out of the pool, and I'm like, the Queen's dead. Like, I was
and a bunch of sad ladies in their swimsuits are like, oh no.
No! We were just dancing to Casey in the Sunshine Band.
I can't think of any other event in recent memory in which, like, it's something that people keep sort of, I guess the only thing I can compare it to is like when they got Gaddafi out of power.
Oh, that was crazy.
Which was nuts. But like, that's another thing I guess I could think of in recent history in which a bunch of people stormed a, political, powerhouse. And then
that was insane. Achieved, like, Gaddafi was hiding under the road.
In a drain pipe,
going like, you reduced to that. Look at you.
And he's like, screaming like, stoned, come on, my brothers and sisters.
This is this is quite a salient point because this wasn't a disgruntled people overthrowing their leader. This was the outgoing president.
Right.
Stoking it up and sending them on their way to do it. And the thing is, right, okay, so this will get downplayed because the body count was in inverted commas, only five, right? It will get downplayed, and it has been downplayed by people that were there. But no, there's absolutely no way of... That could have gone a lot worse. And
I think it's
had people got their way, it would have gone a lot worse.
Downplaying the danger of that situation of someone who was in power, who's now leaving, going, go on, go, storm the Capitol. Yeah. And you're like, that's fucking...
Yeah, the election didn't go their way, so it's like, get it back for me. And
yeah,
like,
get it. Jesus.
And it's not just the realism of it that's frightening. It's also the symbolism, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the buildings that keeps getting destroyed in disaster movies. We know what it is.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like, they wrestled... So, like, playing to, like, that narrative, they, like, fought for independence from the British, got it, and then became, like, an unrivaled superpower. It's quite... You could argue that it is the greatest country in the world, but it has to live up to that name, and it doesn't. It falls short on a lot of levels, and this being one of them, because you've got a lot of people that... I mean, we see it as well. It's like, it's just the hypocrisy of... look at Musk's Twitter.
Yeah,
like, freedom of speech will prevail, and
comedy is
legal
again on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then Kathy Griffiths gets fucking...
Absolutely. He's like, any accounts that don't clearly state their parody will be banned. Are like, only of you. It's just various blue ticks who've changed their username to Elon Musk. He's just ban. Literally the one that was like, drinking jars of piss in the morning is
that's
my favourite
fantastic
thing.
I love that one.
It's tangy and good.
I drink my own pee every day. You should do it too.
Did you see the one that said, I know he's been... I know he did reprehensible things, but it's on days like this that I really miss Jeffrey Epstein. He was a good friend, rest in peace.
that's like Bilal. Bilal is such a troll on Twitter. He's always saying, like,
he's a good guy.
Listen, guys, I know Matt Hancock, and trust me, he's a good guy.
To be fair.
he's always doing it. And people just always go, well, he presided over the terrible COVID, you know, and they tell the truth about Matt Hancock, and Bilal just replies, I know the guy.
he's a good guy, to be fair.
You can down, like, they, and they have, they've downplayed the I mean, listen, it was a failed attack, but it was still an attack.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
it
they
was,
still, they
weird.
Still
it could have been worse.
Yeah, they attacked the Capitol, but it's not just that. You could say, because they will argue that, oh no, they deployed tear gas first, and they were violent against us. We were just doing a peaceful protest. And it's like, you erected gallows outside the
Capitol. Of course, yeah.
And probably not ones that could sustain human weight, but
the
symbolism of
terrifying...
electing? Like, why did you build gallows in the first place as a kind of statement of intent, you know?
I can't think of one peaceful protest, even like a Extinction Rebellion protest, in which they're like, right, get the stocks out. We're gonna put some seals in these. Like, what's the fucking gallows? Jesus.
Yeah, they were chanting, hang Mike Pence. Like
and he's
the vice
a Republican.
President.
It's not even like
he's the vice president. Like, he's a heinous Republican. He just wasn't going to overturn the election result because he did not have that power.
Yeah, so they were going
for
anyone
anger,
and everyone.
It?
You know, it's like just whoever we find, like, first is going to. Yeah,
it was a. Oh, by the way, guys, we're recording this on the anniversary of Four Seasons.
Yes, Way. The greatest day on Twitter.
Oh my God. I mean,
as Twitter enters its final days, let's remember the greatest day on Twitter.
Every now and again, I think about how funny that is, how silly and pathetic. And it's a thing that reminds me that, because I know that he's...
It wouldn't have been as funny if they hadn't tried to style it out like they did.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so good,
isn't it? He definitely was trying to book the Four Seasons Hotel in Philadelphia, and they accidentally booked a car park in a garden center.
That's so good.
It's just...
Because, you know, like, he's considering running again, right? And then I'm like, really? The guy who fucking basically farted in a car park? That's the guy you want to... Okay.
But there's a lot of people are very worried about Elon Musk bringing Trump back to Twitter. And I get it. But he lost the 2020 election completely while having full access to Twitter. So it's not... Twitter won it for him. Like, no, he lost the election in 2020 and he could still use Twitter. It got taken off him a couple of days after... No, I think the day after the insurrection.
Yes.
They finally took him off Twitter.
Well, this led to his second impeachment.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
The only president to ever be impeached twice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow,
that's a bad track record.
Ugh. Yeah.
But he still not gets great. The fucking the money and the little holiday and all the...
He's got a bunch of pending legal troubles.
Oh, yeah. So then all of that money's going straight to paying that all off. Yeah.
I think he's broke as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what's weird, isn't it? It's that sort of like you can only... you know Watchmen, the comic Watchmen?
Yes. Yeah.
There's sort of like a... it's set in an alternate 1985 where Nixon's on his fourth term or fifth term.
Oh,
or something.
Right.
He's done something insidious to get
long
in the presidency. Like, you can guarantee that Trump would have tried for the third term.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If he got the second term, you know what
aged
I mean?
80 or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. I think I accomplished everything in my first term. There was no longer a need for a second.
I saw a variation on that when Truss left, which was I accomplished everything I needed in my first month as prime minister.
there was no need
for a second.
For a second.
Not
my memoirs.
Have you watched 4 Hours at the Capitol, Masood?
I have not, actually.
I recommend it.
Yes. Superb.
Yeah? Okay. Mm. I will definitely...
Really excellent.
100% on my list.
Compelling. Yeah,
there's absolutely no way that... I'd recommend watching that instead of listening to this episode. Because...
Oh, by the way, this is a bit late, but if you were like, oh, the 9/11 episode was fascinating, I can recommend a documentary called 102 Minutes That Changed the World.
Oh.
That's an excellent documentary about 9/11. Plays it out in real time using footage.
Whoa.
From that's you know, cool. Tons and tons of different sources, but it's like you see it unfold through some people filming it from their windows, some of it's news footage and yeah,
oh,
really
right. So it just does that whole timeline.
Yeah, wow. It does the full between the first tower getting hit and the second tower falling.
Wow,
so that's 102 minutes, yeah.
That's mad,
It's very well put together.
Oh. Yeah, check that out.
Yeah. 4 Hours at Capitol. Anyway, so that was great. If you've enjoyed listening to
Watch 4 Hours at Capitol.
I mean it. I mean, like, this is like, I don't think anyone listening to this episode doesn't know about this.
No.
Of course not.
It happened last year. It's kind of nuts that, I guess it happens in history where something like this happens and then eventually it just becomes part of the conversation.
I think what it is like, because like you're saying about the rolling news thing, because that has, you know, if we're going to track from 9/11 to this point, right, in which it's like that was a big impact moment of rolling news. It was like, oh shit, you know, this is a big thing, and we're seeing everything about it as it's unfolding. And then you look at rolling news from that point on to this is a big fucking event. But it feels, this is why I think in my head it feels like it was 10 years ago, is because like there's shit all the time. There's always
and so much content to... about it as well.
Yeah.
That it kind of like it becomes it's short term memory passing into long term memory quicker than it should.
Yeah, so exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Kind of like deja vu in a way.
Yeah, which is an okay movie with Denzel Washington.
He's always good value, but he doesn't always make great movies.
Yeah, it's the Sam Jackson
effect. Pelican Brief.
He's good.
Bone Collector.
What's the fucking one? I think I've talked about it before. When he, the one where he's a prisoner and he gets let out of jail to like take down. Oh God, it's so shit. They've made an AI. With the mind
virtuosity.
Of every serial killer and evil. That's it, virtuosity. They've made like an AI, which is it's like Hitler's brain and John Wayne Gacy's brain, all the serial killers and bad people from history, they've combined them in one AI and it takes the form of like Russell Crowe and then they make it sentient.
Yeah.
They make it real. So he appears and he's all made out of silicon. So you can destroy him. But if he eats some glass, he comes back together again because he's made out of silicon. Russell Crowe is woefully miscast because he's trying to play like wacky and it's clearly a role for Jim Carrey. Like Jim Carrey would have absolutely killed it.
Yeah.
Whereas and been Russell sinister Crowe just can't do it. He's and he just can't get away with it.
Yeah. Yes, I have. We started watching it, and we were like,
it's abysmal. Yeah. And Denzel is maintaining dignity, I guess, throughout, but only just. And it's Denzel who has maximum dignity.
It's a
handsome man. Sorry.
Yes.
We don't objectify Denzel Washington.
But don't apologize for that either. Every time.
Right. Yeah.
Every time I see that smile, handsome. I'm like, oh my.
I know. At the beginning of the film, he kept, because it's like mid 90s, been in film, he came out and I was like, oh, mama like.
Oh my.
Excuse me.
mid 90s Denzel.
Yeah. He had good hair and they had a beard.
Oh yeah, that little.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When I said earlier that there were five deaths at this, there were actually subsequent suicides.
Which I think brought fucked up, isn't it?
I think brought the total up to seven. I think there was two suicides afterwards.
Yeah.
But the deaths that happened as a direct result of it could have. Like, I am actually amazed it didn't escalate, because you've got a Capitol police officer called Brian Sicknick. He was pepper sprayed during the riot, and then he had two strokes the next day.
Yeah.
And then he was placed on life support, then he died. Technically a natural death because it was the strokes, but the strokes were brought on by being
pepper sprayed and being in a fucking attempted coup.
Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, both in their 50s, died naturally from coronary heart disease and hypertensive heart disease. Maybe the excitement exacerbated a condition. Yeah.
Mm.
So there was Roseanne Boyland, 34 years old, died of an amphetamine overdose during the riot.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know that one.
Well,
she wasn't. Okay, so it was initially reported that she was trampled by other rioters.
Was her, right?
It was ruled accidental. But her mother has said she wasn't doing drugs. The only thing they found was her own prescription medicine. But
she obviously took a bunch of it.
She was found to have died of an amphetamine overdose.
She did a load of speed. That's what she did.
Yeah. And then there was the big one, which was Ashley Babbitt.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was unarmed. She was 35-year-old Air Force veteran. So the hero narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she was shot in the upper chest by Lieutenant Michael Leroy Bird because she was attempting to climb through the shattered window of a barricaded door.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I say she was unlucky, but he had his gun pulled on a group of people who were likely going to kill him.
Yeah.
And so he shot her. Mm. When she died, and probably instantly, I think, because she was shot in the chest, right? That would have only given the rioters more ammunition.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they would have been like, kill one of us.
And it was at that moment that I thought that it could have...
Things about to turn.
Snapped, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if more of them had charged him, he'd have shot a few more, but they'd have got him. And then
they would have killed him. And then
there's testimonies from cops who were there who, I want to say something about the cops who were there as well, but there's testimony from one of the cops who was there who was forced to the ground and he had his gun taken off him and he heard shooting with his own gun. It was actually another protest that was like, oh no, don't. But like, so, relative sane heads went, no, we're not going to be shooting people.
It's crazy because like they're all worked up. Like you can believe somebody doing it, regretting it, almost straight away or afterwards, but like still doing it.
Thank goodness someone went, oh no, we won't do
and
that.
And you can't walk it back. So it's kind of a miracle that there were those voices of reason and that it didn't
Right? In that crowd that were like, let's not shoot some people, guys. Yeah.
And also like ACAB, defund the police. But the kind of police who take posts in Washington at the Capitol, they're not your Derek Chauvins. These guys aren't really like there to do this shit.
Yeah.
they're not living for the MAGA lifestyle, you know. Well, so no wonder there were suicides.
Yeah.
There was there's again from that documentary, there's the footage of the guy that kind of he was single-handedly just sort of like telling them not to come any further, and they still were, but he was retreating, but he kept them at bay for a really, really long time.
Was he the guy? He's a black guy, and he basically ran and led them
away.
Led them on a merry dance. Yeah. Very, very brave. He led them away from
unbelievable courage. Unbelievable courage. And
where the senators and the Congress were hiding.
And it's courage like that. It makes you realise that. Like in the modern world, some people will say, oh, well, you know, the heroes and the villains, they get all muddied and they get all mixed up. And it's like, when it comes down to it, you can tell which is which.
That guy was amazing. He should have been allowed to retire the next day on full pay for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Well, that's...
What an amazing thing he did. Yeah. And there's all footage of it because there's cameras everywhere.
When it happened... Because I found out about it, I think, probably like minutes after it sort of started. Because I was streaming on Twitch at the time and then sort of like just abandoned the stream and then called up a live news feed and then put it at the bottom of the screen. But like what were you watching it as it happened?
So I was right at the end of having COVID and I'd given my mum COVID. So she was like 4 or 5 days behind me. And my mum had been so, so ill with COVID that like there's 10 days that she doesn't remember. And it was genuinely very awful. And that was the day I knew she was feeling better. It was January 6th because I was just sat in my room hanging out on the internet and I just got a message from mum going, have you seen what's going on CNN? And I turned it on and literally it had just happened. So I had, bearing in mind, I spend all my time on Twitter. I hadn't seen it yet. So it just happened and my mum was watching CNN. And then I went into her room like, what the fuck? And then we watched CNN like all night. Because wow. Obviously it happened for us at sort of, I think it kicked off at 8 or 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And then it went on till the early hours. And then it was the aftermath. And I like, couldn't stop watching.
Yeah. There's something as well, which is how betrayed a lot of them felt by Trump for not being there. And then again.
That's right. Yeah, I remember people being like, where is he? Yeah.
And then again, he said, go home. He told them.
He said, go home. You're very special. We love you.
Do you think then that because we talked a lot about like, it being rolling news and footage and everything. Do you think that was probably part of why it may not have, and I'm not excusing it, I'm not saying like, but do you think that's that potentially like all eyes were on them?
I don't think they were thinking about that. No. I think they genuinely went in there thinking what I am doing is good.
Yeah.
They thought that they thought they were on the side of right.
Yeah.
It's so strange to me that they didn't, because they wouldn't understand that, like, the way it plays to attack democracy like that. And this is why I wanted to do this one. It's not an unsolved mystery, but given what this season has been about and kind of like where we're headed.
Where we're going, yeah.
This has everything. This is just like the Nazis doing their failed coup, the beer hall putsch.
Yeah.
Has the same energy. It's people on the far right marching on democracy to try and overturn it. It's not even 100 years, like just shy of 100 years.
Yeah.
And you could argue that it's like, well, Beer Hall Putsch was a failed coup by the far right, and they didn't get into power. They got arrested and sent to prison.
Yeah, they weren't even in power.
10 years after that.
Yeah.
So what I'm suggesting is that the far right ostensibly had been in power. You can't say that Trump is a moderate. Had lost it, tried to wrest it back. This is a victory. Well, no, because look at what happened 10 years after the Beer Hall Putsch, and then look at what happened 20 years after the Beer Hall Putsch.
Yeah.
This is the point in the graph of the attack on the Capitol. Doesn't necessarily mean the enemy has been vanquished because Biden's president now. What it means is what's going to happen 10 years, 15, 20 years from now. It doesn't bear thinking about.
Yeah.
Unless people, you know, fight.
Yeah.
I think people are.
Do you think people are fighting?
I think part of the increased coverage I feel and visibility of all of
like
this.
Like Pax went on a fucking interview. And what do you
think? That?
What do you think they are? Do you think they are?
So you're just a North London geek. I'm like, beep, boop, beep, boop, dog whistle. I think part of the benefit of having all this increased visibility and not just rolling news, but like, oh, cross like
Twitter
my fingers.
And
we still have
media.
Twitter, which is a, such a valuable news source.
It's not
half
going
of
anywhere.
It can't be trusted, obviously. Yeah, I think what's going to happen with Elon Musk is he's going to end up having to sell it back to the people he bought it from at a knockdown price. Because the reason Tesla's stocks were so sky high and they've now plummeted is because Tesla stocks aren't based on how good the product is or how many cars he sells, because it's not very many.
Yeah.
It's based on the fact that everyone believes he's a fucking genius.
Yeah, and now that they see what happens with Twitter, they're like,
he's coming across like a fucking dumb divorced guy.
And like, to bring it back, like to make it relevant, that's exactly the same as Trump. People realize the guy is not this insanely clever businessman that they thought he was.
He's a loser.
And he betrayed a lot of them.
Yeah,
because on this day they thought that he would have their back.
He would be there with them, you know, waving a flag and being like, "Let's do it." Yeah, but
and now he thinks that he can run again to avoid jail, and I hope that's not true.
Yeah,
but when I when I say that it's sort of like we don't know what's going to happen 15, 20 years from now. Of course we don't. And the optimist in me is like, no, most people are good, and maybe but like at the moment we haven't learned from history.
Yes.
80, 70, like 80, 90, 100 years ago, we haven't learnt from those, or it doesn't look like we have. And those people, because you could argue, say, oh, no, but they, you know, there's a lot more people that are more moderate and are more progressive now. Look at the Hirschfeld Institute. 10 years after the Beer Hall Putsch, not even that, they burnt that down and set back that research decades. And we are feeling the effects of that now, because that's why there are so many people that don't really understand trans issues. They don't understand.
And you have virulent transphobes will go, TRAs, trans rights activists, TRAs are the new Nazis. I'm like, just Google the Hirschfeld Institute once. I'm begging you. You don't know anything. You're so dumb and you're so bigoted. Look at, like, you've got people, Kanye is spouting Nazi doctrine about Jews specifically. And I hear it and I go, listen to this. And you've got people going, he's got mental illness. Like, that's irrelevant. He's a genuine anti-Semite.
I'm not entirely sure Hitler was mentally sound, but
a very stable genius.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me to draw the parallels, and also is a little bit frightening that it's like, even in 2022, where you think that fire has been extinguished. And because people don't really understand, because they think of like the Nazis were villains and they were vanquished and we were the heroes that did it. But they don't actually understand that they are now thinking kind of in line with what the Nazis were thinking 20 years before the world decided they were villains. Because like this idea of like Britain during the war was was the plucky hero, and then mm-hmm. you've got this sort of like blind patriotism because of that, mm. even though they weren't around to see it. That's exactly yeah. how the Nazis felt.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah.
About Germany and the. It's...
They've also got this like beautiful idea of our sunlit uplands just after the war, mm-hmm. like 6 weeks mm. after the war. This country couldn't wait to oust Churchill.
Yeah, right. Flag shaggers, poppy shaggers. It's like this idea of like you're not wearing a poppy. It's like, well, I'm free not to, you know?
Yeah.
I always
That's
forget.
Kind of the point.
I haven't worn a poppy since I was a kid, and they used to sell them at school for 10p.
I'm always, because I'm well up for the debate. I am always waiting for somebody to ask me where my poppy is, because I'll tell them.
Where's your fucking poppy?
Yeah.
Up your ass.
But also, it's like you could say, "Oh, you know, maybe the future is bright," but only if you do take a stand against the people that will lead it back that way.
Yeah,
because I just think the next generation have got it so sorted. Like the fucking Zoomers, man, they're gonna save us all.
They're pretty on it.
We'll be long gone, and they'll be saving our grandchildren.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're an interesting point because, like you were saying, Suze, it's like. Okay, because of the increased visibility and stuff, there's more, we can see more of it, I guess, all of this shit that's happening, and so maybe we're closer to stopping it, but then like you're saying, Chris, because there's more of it, and there's so much more of it, and now they can get together and go, yeah, let's take over the Capitol, then we're also fucked. So, I don't know. I guess we're fucked. I have no idea. I guess the one hope is that maybe the sun will go out and then that planet Earth will just shoot off into space and become a cold, distant rock and we'll all die at the same time. And then the only thing that'll be alive will be fucking microbes at the bottom of the sea.
Do you want Trump to die a free man, or do you want him to be locked
no,
up.
I want him to rot in jail.
I think, would be lovely, wouldn't it?
I think that would be...
I want to see that guy perp walked.
I want to see him in a jumpsuit as orange as his skin, wandering around. So it looks like he's naked. Everyone's like, wait, oh, no,
like Bungle.
Yeah. Or they just tattoo DOC on his back, and that's it. They don't need to put him in a jumpsuit.
They force him to remove the hairpiece.
Oh, and he's got. Oh, he looks so silly.
It doesn't look like Trump in court.
Like fork scratching. He looks like fork scratching.
Oh, yeah, he's got that. One of the ones that you bite into that's soft to begin with, and then punches.
Fork scratchings are the worst.
I don't obviously don't eat them anymore, but I know exactly what you mean. I remember the texture, like just
the
vividly.
The sandy salted.
Did you ever get one that still had hair on it?
Yeah.
Oh. That's
the Trump one. So, yeah,
I'm a little bit like, because I know that there are some people that will have probably listened to this podcast and gone, oh, I think comparing Trump to Hitler is a bit much. And I'm like, no, I think symbolically they're the same. They're the figurehead of the government that they led. And,
yeah.
But he wasn't able to control the press in the way that Hitler managed to.
Yeah. I think the other thing is like people also, Hitler definitely, did we cover this? In that like he believed a lot of what he was spouting, but then also, but whereas Trump, it feels like he's kind of more of a shit stirrer, and that's probably where people will.
I don't think Trump's a shit stirrer. I think he's just out to save his own skin.
Yeah. And so like, so his whole thing of like, strangely, I think like, oh, no, actually, no, Hitler probably would have just gone, go for me, and then, like, fucking driven off to his little...
It is a slightly different sort of, like, background, because Hitler was a failure.
Yes, whereas Trump is also a failure, but...
He came from a successful family like, this...
At one point,
empire.
He wanted to be an actor, and you just wish he'd just been a shit actor who chased that dream.
Wouldn't that have been great? Oh,
like,
well, like Hitler in Oklahoma. That would have been great.
But like, if Trump had just
in black Oklahoma,
in
black...
Woklahoma.
Trump or Hitler who wanted to be an actor?
Trump. Okay, right. So Trump, when he was young, wanted to be an actor, and like Trump was never hot. But when he was a young, you know, when he was like 25, he basically just looked like a blonde, rich arsehole.
Yeah.
He probably could have gone out to Hollywood, and he had the financial backing. He had the contacts.
Imagine him with Redford's career.
Robert Redford. Oh
Butch
yeah, the
Cassidy
beat
and the Sundance Kid. And,
yeah, but I was the second choice. He probably could have done some TV and small film roles, and lived it up with models and had loads.
He'd have been
money.
A murderer in Columbo.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, but his ego was so big, and his father was so evil that he was determined to impress his father as a businessman.
It's so
he
weird.
He never managed it, and his dad's dead, and he'll never manage to impress his dad.
Nope. I remember watching The Apprentice, The American Apprentice, with him in it, and being like, and at the time being like, this fucking wacko. And just like, I can't even, if I could go back in time, be like, he's going to be president one day, so fucking.
The guys who, there's an interview with the guys who created The Apprentice and put him in it, and they said, we basically did it for a joke.
Yeah,
we thought it'd be fun. We thought, oh, that's, people will find that very funny.
Yeah,
it's Donald Trump. And they said, if we'd known that a lot of America would see that and go, you know, because he's a poor person's idea of what a rich guy looks like.
Right. Yeah.
And
they
said, we were naive. We didn't realize that would happen. We thought people would just think it was a knockabout show. And they thought Trump would find it fun too, but he's deadly serious.
Yeah, he's every time I watch it, yeah, he was so serious. It's quite depressing.
He took it absolutely deadly seriously and really bought into the hype. And here we are.
and here we are.
Here we fucking are. The shittest president. He's so shit.
It was. I mean,
tell you what though, the slight difference between Trump and Hitler is that Trump wasn't actually interested in taking over the planet and. This isn't even me saying, because so Trump's a nicer guy than Hitler. It's not even that. Mm. But Hitler wanted to rule the world.
Yeah.
Whereas Trump was the opposite. He was an isolationist. He just wanted to be like king of America.
Yeah. I think exactly.
He actually wasn't a fascist. He was a pure isolationist.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a fine line. Fascistic beliefs, obviously. But He, if it had been up to him, there'd have been a big wall around America. No one's getting in, no one's getting out, apart from his rich pals.
Yeah.
Right. And everyone had to vote for him.
Sort of like...
And they didn't.
An American Putin, I guess. like... But, yeah, but then Putin is still
Putin's got more
fascist.
In common with Hitler.
Yeah, he's more fascistic. And,
yeah, he's very much... He's much more of a tyrant.
Yeah.
And smarter.
Yeah, it's
he stayed in power for nearly 25 years. Yeah. You know.
Dumb people don't do that.
Trump didn't start imprisoning and killing his opposition? So.
No.
Yeah.
I think they were trying. I think he.
I will say
to
that for him.
Find a way.
I will. Say what you like about. Say what you like about Putin. He does know how to get rid of his enemies and keep himself in power. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the exact problem.
Yeah, that's bad. That's literally bad.
At least Trump and his supporters didn't attack the Speaker of the House. Oh, hang on.
Oh, wait, hang on. Wait, here we are.
Actually...
It was a lone wolf acting alone.
Before we finish talking about the attack on the Capitol.
Yeah.
Did you want to sort of like mention one of the driving factors behind the anti-Democrat sentiment, which was Pizzagate?
Oh my God.
Oh, is this... Oh, yeah, this fucking mental...
Pizzagate was fucking crazy. So if I remember rightly, this is the conspiracy theory. It's a QAnon conspiracy theory, right? QAnon being a user on, I want to say, 4chan?
Yes,
yeah.
You would be
right.
Or
it's
any
also
number
worth
of
out that it's
toxic,
kind of
fucking
it's baseless
forums.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they say so. Q was an account that said I work for the government and I have insider information.
Yeah.
And it was several people would pose as this account. It was very easy to log in and be this account, and they'd post quote marks White House secrets.
Yeah.
And obviously all complete shit, but there are true Q believers, and the big famous one is that Hillary Clinton was operating a crazy paedophile death cult in the basement of a pizza shop.
That's right,
and people went to this pizza shop, to sort it out. It didn't even have a fucking basement.
Well, no, but what happened was they demolished the basement before they got there, Suze.
Yeah, that's very convenient.
To have this very specifically headquartered paedophile ring that there was not even that headquarters there. That was debunked straight away.
But people love detail. People love, you know, it sounds believable enough. People go like, oh, yeah, well, the basement of a pizza restaurant. Look, I'm firstly going to say, like, if you're going to have the headquarters of a ring anywhere, a pizza shop basement is a terrible place to do it. Refrigeration, there's nowhere to keep the bodies. if you've got, you know, you're trying to set up a pentagram, good luck lighting the candles,
people,
guys.
People in and out constantly.
You know, exactly. But, hey, guys, I'm just coming.
You could set up a pepperoni-gram.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, the pair of you today, you're in big trouble as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, Chris, you are the living end.
The pair of you. The thing with Trump is there are multiple allegations of sexual assault, including one in his own wife's autobiography. She's died recently, Ivana Trump, his first wife.
Blood force trauma, I think she had.
Yeah, funny that. Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, she accidentally took a blow to the head, allegedly.
Isn't she buried on one of his golf courses?
Is she? Oh, she is.
I think.
Did I read that?
No, I think
this is something I'm going to find out in real time on the podcast.
I seem to remember that being a thing. So sorry, Susie, you were saying.
But she says in her book, he had hair plug treatment.
Oh my God, she is.
I laughed at it, and he raped me as punishment. And then that's in her book. And then during his presidential campaign, she was like, oh, well, rape doesn't necessarily mean that he forced himself on me.
That's pretty much the definition of that word.
Yeah, like, that's what it means. But she, you know, there's a lot of sinister people. Look, I have a sort of weird soft spot for Michael Cohen, who was Trump's lawyer, who served jail time, who has just come alive since being parted from Trump. He looked so relieved to go to jail.
Yeah, he's like, oh, thank God, I don't have to live in that fucking moron.
I don't have to be involved with this guy and live in fear for my life anymore, because that's probably what was happening.
She is buried on a Trump golf course.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
As part of a tax break.
Wow.
What? Jesus Christ.
She died of blunt impact injuries to the torso after falling down the stairs. She was buried at the Trump National Golf Club, Bedminster, in New Jersey.
Oh, not in New Jersey.
Put him in jail.
Yeah.
Put him in jail and put his stupid kids in jail.
So,
not you, Baron and Tiffany. I'm sure you're fine.
Pizzagate was this prevailing... And bearing in mind, you can't deny QAnon's part in all of this, stoking this up. Because a lot of people got very angry about the idea of something without...
Yeah, they're like, I can't believe there's this paedophile ring under a thing.
To go back to the 4 hours at the Capitol, where they interview some of the rioters, they actually say down the barrel that they liked Trump because he was taking a stance against paedophilia and was trying to help liberate these children from this paedophile ring. Like, jeez. They believed it.
And he never said anything about that, is the other thing.
No. Yeah. he never mentioned... Yeah.
And then obviously there's the shaman that was walking around.
Oh, that fucking guy who's about our age, and he's a failed actor called Jacob something. And when he got arrested, obviously, and the QAnon shaman, and he got arrested, and he was whinging in prison that he couldn't eat because the food wasn't organic.
Is he the fella who was sat on the famous photo, isn't it? He's the fella.
Yeah,
he's got his stupid headdress and he's balding, and he was just he was actually on the Senate floor going, ah! There's loads of footage of him just yelling and chanting. He's annoying.
Yeah, I remember Pizza. I remember the whole thing of Pizzagate, that being this. It's mad how. So I'm probably out of the three of us the person who spends the most amount of time on Reddit, which is not good. But it is a very...
Masood's like, Q rules.
It's aren't you seeing my t-shirts? It's like a big old Q on it.
I made my mum a birthday cake in 2021 for her birthday's in February. It's just after mine.
Yeah.
I made her birthday cake on Twitch and put a big Q on the top of
hey.
It. And then she came home, I was like, look, mum, look. And all my Twitch viewers saw her go, Q. Oh, QAnon.
But like, it's so easy, isn't it? It's a very enticing place, especially the QAnon thing, because it's like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get sucked into all
down
it
the
needs
rabbit hole
to breathe and fucking catch a light is someone to go, it's in this place, and somebody goes,
it's tangible. We can go there. It's tangible. Yeah. We can touch it. Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be real. You just have to make people think it is, and that's I think what's pretty terrifying about it's I guess what led to that insurrection is like he said and he didn't say go to the Capitol, you know what I mean, like
yeah
he said go do it but he didn't say go do it but he also
said he
go
said
do
go
it.
Do it yeah, yeah exactly
he definitely yeah. said it obviously he definitely said it but like yeah. yeah that's what I think is so scary, isn't it? It's like that's what's terrifying. Is that
and
someone...
there's all the stuff because they've had this endless televised trials about it, the hearings yeah. about it. They're fascinating viewing and brilliantly done. And they have all these text messages flying back and forth with like his sons going, call him off, like calling, messaging people in his staff going, yeah. tell him to call him off. Tell him Whoa, to call him off. He yeah. won't answer me. And so he's got his own kids are going, oh no, it's gone too far. Yeah. And Trump just standing still like, no, it can go as far as it like. Cut to like Melania just in the spa going, soon I won't have to be here at all.
yeah. The White House spy like, oh, yes. So then I guess that's the thing, isn't it? Like, it is as terrifying as that was as the as it was in the past. I don't know. It's, I guess, what's happening is like the optimist in me is like, but no, surely not. Come on. Isn't everything going to be okay? It's like,
no, I don't think it's a case of like, everything's going to be okay, but we are due a bit of a seismic political shift.
Yes.
And I think it will be towards the necessity of preventing climate disaster.
I hope that's the optimist that in me. Imminent end of the world will drive us to not want to kill each other. That would be really
thinking
great.
Like 25 years, you know, hopefully we're all three of us are still around. We'll be like, oh my god, remember how crazy things felt back then, and it,
yeah,
and they've sorted this and they've sorted this and that's not perfect and now this country is a hellhole and you yeah. know it'll be that kind of thing.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And that country will be New Zealand. No.
New Zealand. No, 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 New Zealand absolutely tanks.
It's New Zealand will probably be the one that we'll all be running towards. we'll all be on the boats.
And they'll be like, stay out.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Leave us alone.
Get out of here, you bloody cunts. Don't come anywhere near this bloody country.
Cunts. Have you got anything else for us, Chris?
Yes, anything else? You've been...
No, I think that's about it.
Yeah, well... I think that I can very, very strongly recommend 4 Hours at the Capitol.
100%.
Incredible historical document, basically. It's definitely should be. It's must-see television. And the more people watch it, the more it prevents this sort of thing happening again.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
It's
if you have enjoyed Mystery on the Rocks today or any day, there's more stuff. You can support us on Patreon. Throw us a bit of cash every month, and in return you get our love, bonus episodes, outtakes, cocktail recipes, other fun things. If you subscribe at the top tier, you get merch, t-shirt, poster, hoodie, mug. What fun. Chris is wearing his hoodie right now.
Hey.
And you get full videos of episodes.
Not all the time.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes
you
can't export the file.
Yeah, sometimes the technology does not help us out. But most of the episodes, you can get full video versions and you can see what we actually look like when we record.
Check out Masood's new haircut.
Yeah, Chris and Masood got new haircuts this week, so you can tune in and watch those. Yeah, Chris is showing his off all nice. So join our Patreon. It really helps us out. That we can only keep going if you keep supporting us. If you haven't got any cash, don't worry. We'll never stop giving this podcast away for free. You can, for free, review us and subscribe on iTunes. It really helps our podcast ratings and visibility, and tell your friends. And you can find us on twitter.com/mysteryontherocks, rocks spelt with an X, Instagram, mystery on the rocks, rocks spelt with an X. You can email us, mystery on the rocks, rocks spelt CKS, @gmail.com. And we like to hear from you most of the time. P.S. All reviews should be 5 stars.
Yes. That's, we really want to put a red underline on that. Get a big old Sharpie out. thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
You've been great as always.
Yeah, there's one episode less in this series, which is going to be just a wrap up, basically.
Yeah.
Oh. And where things will go next. But I can't believe it. We've done it. We've covered it. Over 100 years.
We did it. We did it.
We
it's done.
Did it from Rasputin
all
to
the way.
The siege on the Capitol.
And it turns out that Rasputin was the reason that they sieged the Capitol.
Rasputin did 9/11.
Him and his big old dong was on the plane. And
history's biggest hog. took down the world.
It turns out it's in the basement of the Capitol building. That's what they were going to go get. They were going to go get the
world's... Nancy Pelosi and Rasputin's penis?
And Rasputin's dong. I know Nancy has it in her house. Where's the dong?
I'm glad this series is ending with Rasputin's dick.
It both starts and ends.
Feels on brand for us.
History's biggest hog. Big old sweaty hog that won't quit.
Big old sweaty hog that won't quit. Rasputin.
I think I was.
Biggest dick I've ever seen.
I was cleaning out the shower the other day, and literally the words, "and a big fat sweaty hog that won't quit," popped into my head. I just started laughing. It's just like while
so
I was
good.
Wiping out the shower, I was like,
so
"Big
good.
Old sweaty hog that won't quit."
Big old sweaty hog that won't quit. Oh well, shall we?
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Shall we end this?
Bye.